We do. I will have just been speaking with the next president of the United States, Jill Stein. Thank you very, very much.
Stop your dial. You're on KKRN 88.5, and I'm the analog man.
I'm the wingman.
I'm Ruby Tuesday.
I'm Sammy Joe.
And I'm Harmonica Steve.
And you're listening to
Strictly Vinyl.
So welcome, everybody. We got a special guest in the studio tonight. We got the wingman with us. Plays in Sammy Joe's band. He's the bass player. So yeah. Welcome, wingman.
Thanks. He happens to also be my brother. I gave him that nickname, by the way, on the way here.
We've been working over the last week trying to find him a stage name, so I think we got one.
And it really works for Matt since he's up in the air quite a bit.
Since he's a pilot, I think it fits. Yeah. All right, well, let's get this show started. First song we got tonight is going to be I Got a Line on You from Spirit.
I Got a Line on You, Babe, by Spirit. And what do we have next?
This is a Neil Diamond song, and I want to dedicate this one to my uncle who passed away recently, and we played this one at his funeral. And the song was written by Neil Diamond when he moved from New York to Los Angeles, and he was just in his apartment by himself and things weren't going well. He was lonely and he just was kind of questioning everything, and he was just sitting by the window at a table and there's like an empty chair next to him, and he just wrote the song. It's called I Am, I Said.
Here I weep, I ache, I am, I sit, I am.
Mm-hmm.
weather is fine, the sun shines most of the time. And the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, and nowadays I'm lost between two shoes. LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am a singer to no one there. No one heard that call. I am a Christ. I am Shaddai. And I am lost, and I can't even say why. And even alone this did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one? Well, except for the names and a few other changes, if you talk about me, the story's the same one. But I got an emptiness deep inside, and I've tried, but it won't let me go. And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone. I am a sin. And I am lost, and I can't even see why. Leaving me lonely still. No, 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 no.
Neil Diamond, I Am I Said. That's a live recording, as you can tell.
And hey, I'm glad you chose that song. That's a really good one. I hadn't heard it in many years.
Yeah, I hadn't heard it really, but I just heard it recently, and I think it's so pretty. It's sad.
Mm-hmm. What year did that come out, Steve? Do you know?
I don't know. To be quite honest with you, I don't know. Sammy could look it up.
I know. It came out in 1971.
71.
In March. And by May, it had reached number 4 on the pop chart. But he wrote it within an hour or something, and then it took him like 4 months to record it. So that's interesting. What's next, Steve?
Well, I got a Stevie Guitar Miller album, and I was I pulled this one out of the stack, and it's got some mildew and mold on it from a flood. I think I do remember that flood. Anyway, it still works, and Steve Miller has been around since 1966 in San Francisco, and I saw him when it was the Steve Miller Blues Band, and went on to many different forms of music and different people in the band. Anyway, this is his 1971 album called Brave New World, and there is a Beatle connection, Paul McCartney connection here. Sammy, I'm sure you'll be interested in hearing this.
Yes, and I will.
Steve Miller was in England at Olympic Studios recording this Brave New World album, and the Beatles were there working at Olympic Studios also, and one day the Beatles were in there, and they were having kind of an argument over financial issues, and they were trying to hire, Ringo, George, and John had signed a contract with financial advisor, and they came in and they were trying to talk Paul into signing the contract also, and he refused to do it, and the three Beatles got so angry they had a vicious fight, an argument, and three Beatles except for Paul took off and left the studio, and Paul was left there all by himself, and Steve Miller came up to the studio and knocked on the door and said, "Hey, is the studio empty and free for me to use?" And he and Paul started having a conversation, and Paul spent about 10 minutes telling him about the whole story, the argument, and he and Steve Miller kind of got to be good friends, and just in a few minutes. And so Paul asked him if he would want to do some jamming while he was there at the studio. And so they sat down, and they kind of worked on this song called My Dark Hour, and Paul said he was so angry he wanted to hit something, so he picked up the drumsticks and he played the drums in this song. I don't know if you've ever heard Paul McCartney play the drums. He's pretty good.
Yes,
he also played guitar and did background vocals in this song, My Dark Hour. So this was recorded in May of 1969, and Paul McCartney's alias here is Paul Ramone.
Paul Ramone.
So here is Steve Miller from Brave New World album called My Dark Hour.
I don't know.
Okay, that was Steve Miller and Paul Ramone,
yeah,
alias Paul McCartney.
That was really cool. I like to hear his voice in the background.
And yeah, it was a great story, too, about going incognito. Like
you know,
that.
I never knew that, and I just kind of looked that up today because I was trying to find out when the Steve Miller album was done, and I couldn't remember, and I certainly didn't know at the time. But, you know, in 1969, there was no Google, so you couldn't really look anything up. You just really didn't know anything about who was playing on the records or anything. So
I just learned
that today.
That's cool. Also, I was thinking that song sounded like another Steve Miller song.
Which one?
I don't know. It just sounded like another one. Didn't it? There's a guitar riff that sounded like another Steve Miller song.
Maybe. I don't know which one.
Which one?
I don't know. I thought I thought somebody might know.
Well, we'll have to listen to all our Steve Miller albums.
Yeah.
He sure certainly did a bunch of them, and he's really been a great and still performs. I was just looking at his schedule today. He's got gigs all this month and next month, and was just voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year and all his 50th anniversary of playing music, and I saw him many times at the Fillmore in San Francisco. And he backed up Chuck Berry quite a bit when Chuck Berry would come into town with the Steve Miller Blues Band. And Boss Skaggs was also in his band back in the 60s in San Francisco.
Cool. Yeah, he's going to be in San Francisco soon.
Is he?
Yeah, they're having a festival or something, and he's going to be there in Journey and some other cool
people.
Be worth
seeing.
I think in Wheatland, too. But maybe that's just Journey. I know he was touring.
Right, they were touring
Journey.
With Journey.
Yeah.
I read that today.
So maybe it was just Journey that's going to be in Wheatland, but that would be a really cool concert, too. I like Journey.
Me too. All right, so this next song is for my grandma. It's called Good Hearted Woman, and I believe it's Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson singing. So here's Good Hearted Woman.
A long time forgotten, dreams that just fell by the way. The good life he promised ain't what she's living today.
Really?
But she never complains of the bad times or the bad things he's done, Lord. She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come.
She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man. She loves him in spite of his ways she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter that pass through this world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman loving a good-hearted man. He likes the bright lights and nightlife and good-time friends.
When the party's all over, she'll welcome him back home again.
Love knows she don't understand him, but she does the best that she can.
Now this a good-hearted woman loving a good-time man.
She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-time man. She loves me in spite of my wicked ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter the past of this world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman loving a good-timing man. She's a good-hearted
Mickey Mouse, please. Things you don't understand.
All right, that was Good Hearted Woman by Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson.
That's a good song. I really like them. Good choice.
Yeah. So what do we have next?
Well, let's step back in time a little bit to the late 60s. This is a cover song that Jimi Hendrix does. This one's called Hey Joe.
Listening to Strictly Vinyl on KKRN 88.5, where life spins at 33 and a third RPM.
Yeah.
Good job, Matt.
Who came up with that phrase, by the way? Analog Man.
Oh, yeah.
Who did that? Oh, yeah, you did.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's not cheesy or anything.
No.
So, since we kind of want to play another Steve Miller song, because we like him here. We figured out that song was Fly Like an Eagle, right?
Right, that sounded like My Dark Hour.
It had the same guitar riff or something.
It
reminded me of that one.
It did.
That's a cool song, too.
My Dark Hour was first, though.
Yeah.
Recorded first.
And influenced by Paul McCartney.
Right, so. Well, he wrote half. I mean, he's the co-writer of that song.
So. That makes me appreciate Fly Like an Eagle a little more.
Of course, it's Paul McCartney.
Anyway, we're going to play Not Fly Like an Eagle. We're going to play another airplane-related song, Jet Airliner. Because the wingman here is a pilot, so we like this one, right?
Yep.
Okay, so this is Jet Airliner.
Here that I got to stay.
Okay, that was Steve Miller, Jet Airliner.
Hey, we want to thank everybody for tuning in to Strictly Vinyl. And if you want to reach us, we can be reached in several different ways. You can call us directly here at the studio at 337-1885, or you can drop us an email at strictlyvinyl@kkrn.org.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. We want to hear what songs that you want to hear. So give us a call. That number is 337-1885.
Yeah, and it's always a challenge if we don't have the vinyl to go out and try to find it. Although some of the ones we haven't been able to find yet, but we're working on it.
We got connections. We're finding them.
So what's next?
Okay, well, I think we're going to do some more Steve Miller because it's just a good night for Stevie Guitar Miller. And this is another one off that Brave New World album. And this was kind of influenced by Paul McCartney, again, as he was there while Steve Miller was recording this. And this song kind of sounds like another Beatles song, Lady Madonna. And you can kind of tell as you listen to this.
Yeah, I never thought about that, but I'm really excited to listen to it now.
And I think we're just going to let it play through to the next song, which is a short one called Lieutenant Midnight's Dream, and that's kind of a good one, too.
Okay.
But first, it's Space Cowboy.
Wait, what did you call him? What'd you call him? You called him a name.
Stevie Guitar Miller.
Stevie Guitar Miller.
Why did you say that?
Well, that's what they called him.
They do?
Yeah, that's what we always called him, Stevie Guitar Miller.
Because he rips on the guitar.
He's one of the best.
Well,
for a long time.
I thought it was just like I thought you just went Steve, and my brother said Stevie Miller, and I said that's not what his name is. Nobody calls him that, right? Didn't we just talk about this?
Yeah, we did.
So I guess you were right. He's Stevie Guitar Miller.
Stevie Guitar Miller. That's how I always knew.
Cool.
So Stevie Guitar Miller, the Space Cowboy. And he's told us about a bunch of other things, and now Space Cowboy.
I told you about living in the U.S. of A. Don't you know that I'm a gangster of love? Let me tell you people that I found a new way. And I'm tired of all this talk about love. And the same old story with a new set of words about the good and the bad and the poor. And the times keep on changing, so I'm keeping on top of every fat cat who walks through my door. I'm a space cowboy. Bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy. I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah. Rock, and I've been traveling through space since the moment I first realized what all you fast-talking cats would do if you could. You know I'm ready for the final surprise. There ain't no way around it, ain't nothing to say that's gonna satisfy my soul deep inside. All the prayers and surveyors keep the whole place uptight, but it keeps on getting darker outside. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah. We'll be right back.
showdown, slowdowns, lost in town, turnarounds of boys in the military shirts. I keep my eyes on the prize, on the long falling skies, and I don't let my friends get hurt. All you backroom schemers, power trip dreamers, better find something new to say. Cause you're the same old story, it's the same old crime, and you've got some heavy dues to pay. I'm the space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm the space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at, yeah, 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 yeah.
This is the Analog Man, and you're listening to Strictly Vinyl. So a couple weeks ago, Harmonica Steve introduced us to B.W. Stevens. Played one of their cuts off there two weeks ago.
Lucky Touch.
Lucky Touch. I like that song, so I asked Harmonica Steve to borrow the album. So the last 2 weeks, I've been playing this album, and I've really enjoyed it. So we're going to play another song off it tonight. I always thought that this was an original Brooks and Dunn song, My Maria, but I didn't realize that B.W. Stevens had written this song back in 1973, and they covered it. So we'll play the cover tune off this album from 1973. This is B.W. Stevenson with My Maria.
Blues away, sweet Maria.
All right, you're listening to Strictly Vinyl on KKRN 88.5. This next song we're going to play is a cover song from the Allman Brothers, and it's called Blue Sky, and it's Joan Baez covering it off of her album Diamonds and Rust. And this is a song that my friend Peter wanted to hear, so here you go, Peter.
On flowing, it don't worry about where it's going. No, no. Don't fly, Mr. Bluebird. I'm just walking down the road. Early morning sunshine, tell me all I need to know. Sky, you're my sunny day. Lord, you know it makes me high when you turn your love my way. Turn your love my
This is the Wingman on KKRN. My sister and I just recently went to a Who concert about 2 months ago and saw them live. And
yeah,
so
it was really cool.
And so this is next song is The Magic Bus by The Who.
Yeah.
This is the Wingman again. That was supposed to be the Magic Bus, but my sister picked the wrong song on the record, and so that was actually for I Can See for Miles and Miles.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Still but a great Who
still
song.
Still a Who. So
yep.
Still can't good. Go wrong.
That's live radio.
Yep, that is a good point. So, Harmonica Steve, you said that Steve Miller song, Space Cowboy?
Yeah.
That was influenced by what song?
By Lady Madonna.
Oh, maybe we should play that one next.
And Paul Ramone.
Yeah, we'll have to play that.
I think we should play that.
Okay.
The original version. And actually, Steve Miller Band had to get permission from the Beatles to record that song, Space Cowboy, because it did sound so much like Lady Madonna there and a couple of riffs on the guitar.
Plus, you know, we have to play a Beatles song. We're getting kind of late in our show tonight, and our listeners are probably thinking, hey, we haven't heard a Beatles song yet.
I know. I'm so sorry that it's been taking so long, but we did talk about them. And we heard Paul singing in the background.
That's right, and playing the drums, too. Yeah.
So
taking out his anger on the drums instead of
angry.
George and
what
Ringo
makes you
and
think he's angry?
John.
Now he's taking out his anger on the piano.
Yeah. Yes, he will. That's what we'll hear next.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet. Heaven sent Friday night around.
right, that was Lady Madonna by the Beatles. And we just want to thank you guys for listening to
Strictly Vinyl.
Then we have one more song for the night. My best friend just came back from Japan, and this is kind of one of our songs. And it was written by Jackson Brown. It's called These Days, but this is Nico singing it. And I believe Jackson Brown is playing guitar on it still. And he wrote this song when he was like 16 or 17, which is really amazing. Once you listen to the words, you'll see why. So this is These Days by Nico. And everybody have a good night.
Thanks for tuning in.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
The things that I forgot to do, and all the times I had the chance to. I stopped my rambling. I don't do too much gambling these days I seem to think about how all the changes came about my way, and I wonder if I'd see another. I had a lover. I don't think I risk another these days. And if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, it's just that I've been losing so long. La 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 la. I won't do too much scheming these days I sit on cornerstones and count the time in quarter turns to ten. Please don't confront me with my failure. I had not forgotten them.
Easy choice. In Shasta County, by encouraging physical activity and healthy eating, Healthy Shasta reminds you to get outside and play.